This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and a healthy, nourished skin, my friends, with thanks to Sanex. We're in a brand new season, so we have a brand new partner, and we've been absolutely loving the Sanex Skin Therapy Shower Gel lately. It comes in three different options, depending on what your skin needs.
We have anti-itchiness and anti-irritation designed for itchy skin. It contains omega-3 and reduces irritation in just 3 days of use.
Anti-dryness, designed for dry skin and contains hyaluronic acid, known for its moisturising power.
I've been using that this week, Claire. A shower gel with hyaluronic acid. So we're used to seeing hyaluronic acid in our face serums. To have it in a shower gel is next level. And then we have smooth skin texture suitable for combination to oily skin and contains niacinamide, known to help reduce imperfections. So whichever skin therapy shower gel you choose, you're in great hands. Why? Because it's developed with dermatologists. It has patented amino acid complex, which preserves your skin's barrier. It helps support your skin's natural defense, and it delivers a 24-hour hydration feel, because this year in 2026, we are all about protecting our skin health.
We'll be beautiful for summer.
Claire, welcome along to the podcast. If you haven't listened to last week's episode, I'm going to link it at the top of the show notes. Maybe go and listen to that first and then come back to us here, because we got so much feedback. Thank you to all the Soul Sisters. Last week, we spoke about stepping into our power, believing in ourselves, kind of waiting in that messy middle when we don't fully know what's next for us. And then we brought in a beautiful conversation about angels. So we were blown away by the feedback, weren't we, Claire?
Absolutely. It seemed to resonate with a lot of people. And, you know, oftentimes I speak to my angels and ask them for help and support all the time. It's just something I've done through my spirituality journey. But I think a lot of us Soul Sisters feel very connected to angels. And so it's nice to bring them into our earthly conversations.
Yeah. Like, and thanks for bringing it, I suppose, to our consciousness, because I think probably the angels live in our subconscious mind, but to actually call them down, to give us that little prayer that you did, and to be more self-aware and aware of them, and to know that we can call on them when we need a little bit of guidance, I think was really powerful for people last week. We got so many comments on Spotify. Thank you so much. But one, Karis, who won the Soul Sister Award with us in the Alps this year, she is the ultimate Soul Sister. And she left us a comment, which I'll read out. She said, "I haven't visited my dad's grave since his name was engraved and photo went up. I went up today and chanted to the angels out loud and asked himself and my brother to send me a sign that they were both okay, because I kind of wasn't. I got back into the car and their favorite band Coldplay was on, The Scientist. I can't believe it. Just the sign I needed at that moment. I also listened to the song at the end on repeat. Welcome back, girls."
Shivers, Karis.
Yeah. Another girl who I've been talking to, and I'll keep this anonymous because all of our conversations have been private, but she is in the middle of a huge transition in her life at the moment, and she is changing her name back to her maiden name. And she was listening to the episode, and a car pulled out in front of her and revealed this other car that was in front of her. And the reg plate was 222, her maiden name initials, and then 222 again.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
That's brilliant. There's been so many of those since it happened to you. So many Soul Sisters have said the same thing.
Yeah, and we're getting great feedback on the bonus episodes as well. So thank you so much, guys. And yeah, I suppose Soul Sisters, we go on a journey each season. We don't know where it's going to take us. We don't know what themes are going to come up. So it's so nice to have this. And we're going to talk more about the angels in relation to the night that you put on last night, Claire. Your first, I suppose, meditation event group that you held space for in Dublin last night.
In the hood, in Mount Marion, just, you know, a couple of hundred metres from where I grew up, we were in the Mount Marion Parish Community Centre, and there was about 20 of us there on a Sunday evening, which was massive.
So do you know happy. What? It's so funny when you think about you like expectations versus reality. So like when I was rocking up there, I thought we were going to be lying down in a church.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. But we, first of all, bravo for your punctuality, because I was like, they're definitely not going to start like bang on 7. And then I pulled up and your mum was like at the door and I was like, where's everybody? Uh-oh, they've started.
I was in the room welcoming in all the soul sisters and we were sort of chatting. Now, I would not be the most prompt when it comes to timings. And I just casually said to one of the soul sisters, what time is it? Thinking that she'd say like 6:55 or something. And she said, it's 7:01. And I went, oh, my God, we need to be started. Because I teach meditation online and I really do make sure that I'm punctual for that. So as soon as I heard I was a minute past 7, I got everybody set and we closed the doors. And Eileen was gonna creep in and sit beside me. And there was one empty seat. And I was like, who? Oh, wait a second. That's GC's seat. And then sure enough, maybe at what, like 3 or 4 minutes past 7, pew, she flies in.
Thanks for being so welcoming.
Well, it was great to see you. And it was also great to see you because I know you'd had a massive night out. So before we talk about the angels and the meditation, let's do this chronologically. Let's talk about Saturday night.
My first Saturday night out in probably the VIP style awards last year. Let's be
really
honest.
Oh my God, that's good going.
Oh, so we had a ball. We first of all, like, the style awards are different every year. So you kind of don't really know what you're facing into. I knew Bianca from VIP was going to be there. The VIP team are really sound, so there's no like bullshit, you know. So I rocked up with Audrey feeling a little bit giddy, and the kind of giddiness was still in me last night at the meditation. And we had such a laugh. But I spoke to Jennifer Zamparelli on The Good Glow a couple of years ago, and I didn't really know Jen, and I didn't know really what to expect from the podcast. Like, was she just going to show up and be all showbiz and kind of, you know, be a one and done and, you know, not really connect with me? I didn't know her at all. And she was the complete opposite of that. But she said something on the podcast, and I've said this to her many times since, that I've always remembered. And she spoke about preparation and how she shows up to everything, having done her prep. Because I said to her, where'd you get your confidence from? And she says, it's all in the prep. She goes, I don't show up to anything. I don't half-arse anything. And so Jen was, and since the podcast, I've been at a few events, and she's always been so sound and always come up and had just real chats, you know, no kind of, just, she just drops right in. And so she was hosting the Style Awards last night, and I had a little chat with her in the beauty suite beforehand, and I said, how are you? And she goes, oh, you know, like, it's a tough room, you know, it's a big room, there's a lot of chatting, people who haven't seen each other. So, you know, people would have a tendency at those events, and anyone who's been to like charity events or anything will know, or the races, like, people talk over the hosts a lot.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get control of the room. Wow. Let me tell you, she had the room in the palm of her hand. She was so funny, but it wasn't a coincidence. It was because she was so prepared. She knew exactly what she was saying. Her jokes were hilarious. She had people rooting for her in the room because she's such a nice person, and she absolutely nailed it. But, you know, it was a real lesson for me in exactly what she had said before. I was at a table with Amber Wilson, who was on Dancing with the Stars this year. She has her podcast with her sister Vogue. Hadn't met Amber before, and my God, she is another hilarious. So I was surrounded by really funny people. and good vibes. And so had great chats. And I said to Amber, because she was voted out of Dancing with the Stars pretty, I think it was like week three. And she did a podcast with Vogue that week, and she was very upset about being voted out because she didn't feel like it was her time to go. And I said it to her, I was like, I really admire how honest you were about that disappointment, because I think, especially in the kind of the world that she's in, a lot of people, you know, you just put on a brave face and say, oh, you know, it's grand, it was my time to go. But she actually spoke about how disappointed she was. And I thought, I really admired that about her.
I wonder, is that inspired by Vogue? Because didn't Vogue kind of also voice her disappointment leaving the jungle back late last year?
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think it's really difficult. I think particularly for women, because oftentimes the media can try and pit women against each other. And so, you know, to avoid that stuff, women will often go, oh, it's grand, water off duck's back. But I think it's important, and kind of to go back to what you said about Jennifer Zamparelli, like, you imagine people sometimes in high profile positions or with big followings just to be in the spotlight and just sort of be rather than do. But actually, if you've tried really hard, and clearly Amber had, and she'd taken it seriously and she practiced really hard. Leaving, I think it was the same. I think I remember hearing the same with Angela Scanlon when she was on Strictly. Like, she was an excellent dancer and she'd really given it her all. So it's important. I think it's really good to say, that's disappointing to me. I don't feel like I should be gone yet. And I'm disappointed.
Yeah. And actually, now that I think about it, Suzanne Jackson on The Good Glow this season, speaking about, you know, last year, 2025, being her worst year in business. And I just really admire, and I think Irish women are doing it really well at the moment, of showing up in a really real way. Mm-hmm. And like, that just helps other people. And even you, Claire, and I felt emotional last night when you were sharing your story, and I know you've shared it here, and just, you know, being a freelancer now and looking for work and kind of sticking out the uncomfortable feeling that you're having at the moment, but also not settling for just any job that comes along, and having the courage to wait that out. I'm just like, I'm seriously inspired by Irish women at the moment.
I agree with you. And I think I'm seeing it around. I'm seeing there's like a bubbling undercurrent of women saying to themselves, there must be more. You know, whether it's my single soul sisters, who many of whom have gotten in touch this week to say, yes, me too, I'm in my 40s, I'm child free, and I'm not going to settle. Like, I'm waiting to meet that person. I'm leaving it to destiny. And then, in fact, I got a lovely message from Maggie. Could I read it to you?
Yeah.
So Maggie says, hi, Claire, at 52, I have completely transformed my life over the past year, quit my corporate job, quit alcohol, ran a marathon, and started a new career in something I was thinking about for a long time. Honestly, it was so scary to give up a job where I was financially comfortable, especially at my age, and move into the unknown. And I'm still not where I want to be. But I know it's the right decision in my heart. I'm so proud of myself for taking the first steps and not allowing my limiting beliefs to keep me stuck. Keep looking forward. Don't doubt yourself. You need to follow your heart, and the universe will guide you. Love, Maggie.
Oh, and sorry, that is the power of sharing your story. And that is how that message from Maggie is basically the reason I started The Good Glow, because I was sitting at my desk in 98FM and I got a message from a lady who had had cancer in America, and she had walked the path before me. And she said, Georgie, I went on to have more children after my cancer diagnosis, and I'm well now and I'm thriving. And if I could go back to that version of myself and show myself all that I have now, I would have been so comforted. But the fact that she she showed that to me when I was in the thick of it. And Maggie showing up for you to say, like, keep going, you know, the universe has your back. Yes. And that is, so basically, this is why I think, and it's not for everyone to share their story. I truly believe that if you have been diagnosed with something and you're in a scary place, I believe through my experience over the last 8 years that you should shout it from the rooftops. Because the more people that know things, the more people can help you. And we will see now, okay, somebody in our community is diagnosed with cancer and tells everybody in the community. What does the tribe do? What does the community do? We show up. The dinners start arriving. The help arrives. The referrals to doctors, to medicine, to alternative therapies that, you know, other people have heard of. And your diagnosis, I believe, then is shared amongst people. Whoa. And we can all then, you know, we've heard Ben Hunt Davis say, you know, make the boat go faster. How do I make my boat go faster? You put everyone you know onto your boat who's going to help you row it faster. There's obviously going to be people in your life that slow your boat down. If you're in a tough spot, get as many people onto your boat as possible and you all start rowing together. And that's why I believe that when you are suffering, if you have the courage and strength and ability, that you just need to shout it from the rooftops. Like, I remember when I said that I had cancer to my friends, one of my friends, I'll never forget it, Mary Louise, texted me later that week and said, my auntie is in New York and there's a candle lighting for you in St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Whoa.
That blew me away. And now every time I'm in New York, I go light a candle for someone. The year before last, it was my Uncle Desi. This year it was Bernadette. And that's the power of sharing.
When you're in a tough spot and you feel isolated and hopeless, don't underestimate how beneficial it is to other people to serve you. So when you ask for help, and as you say, all of the things that you mentioned, Georgie, all of the help starts showing up, all of the love and community starts showing up. But what you do is you galvanize them into giving them perspective and them gratitude for the life they live. There is nothing better as a human than being able to show up for each other. The FTD brothers is a great example of this. So I know you guys are going to join them this week to run in Wicklow and then also show up for them on the 28th of May in Dublin City. And the boys, Jordan put up something, a post you've probably all seen because it's gone viral. Jordan and his brother are suffering from frontal temporal dementia, or they have the gene. Their mother died at 51, 52, and they too, sadly, will perish far too early because of this disease. They've been running 33 marathons in 33 days. They started in London and they're running, they're in Cork today, I believe. But Jordan put up a post during the week and he said, we've just been talking to Dublin City Council. We've said to them that we want to bring, you know, over 2,000 people to Merrion Square on the final day of our mission. And they, you know, he was very diplomatic. He was like, I just don't think Dublin City Council got what we're doing here. Please, if you could, answer this comment under this post. And if you can, at Dublin City Council, and just let them know you're going to show up. Did we show up? I cannot watch cannot watch that content without getting upset. But actually, what brings me to tears is every county in Ireland has showed up for those boys, like coming out of school, making posters, people in wheelchairs, nursing homes. Everybody has gotten behind them. And Jordan has said, you know, he's in his mid-20s. He's like, I have been banging a drum about dementia for 8 years and nobody has listened. And his beautiful mum, who was Irish, you know, who was so loved and so treasured, passed away along with 11 or 12 members of their family far too early because of FTD. And to see Ireland do what we do best, you know, I think that's probably why I was coming back to Dublin on Thursday. I was feeling so homesick. I was so looking forward to getting back to us. You know, we are first and foremost, we are the people's people in this country. You know, we love an underdog. We will be there for you no matter what. And if you look at that post, last time I checked, I think there was six and a half thousand people had said, Dublin City Council, we're going to be there in Merrion Square on the 28th of May. So I totally agree with you. Ask for help, but don't underestimate what you asking for help will do for the person who helps you.
Oh, I love that, Claire. And yeah, that post, it's real like Ireland's call, isn't it? So it's like, oh, Dublin City Council, don't think we're going to show up. We're going to show up.
And do you know what I love about it as well? My final thought, I was talking to my mum about it and I was like, God damn it, Dublin City Council, read the room. And my mum said, but you know what? If they hadn't, if they'd just gotten it and they said, fine, yeah, 2,000 people, that post would never have reached the amount of people it reached.
So,
you know, sometimes you just need those moments, those blockages, those kind of those incidents to happen to really push a situation forward.
Okay, so let's get on to last night, because I loved sitting, being held in your space, Claire. I was so proud of you. It was a beautiful evening, 2 hours of the Soul Sisters coming together, and you're going to tell us all about, you know, the content and things like that. But I was saying to you before we came on, I love going to something where I learn something that I can take forward and it can change how I live my life, how I educate my daughters on, you know, connecting with themselves and what they can do to help themselves. And so last night I really learned something, and you're going to talk to us all about chakras and the things that we can do to help ourselves feel better.
Yeah, I think the reason I'm stepping into this meditation space so strongly and why I really want to help people and teach people more about it is because of the benefits that I have felt. And I suppose what I've really felt is I've come to understand myself and trust myself and have confidence in myself, which I didn't have prior to starting meditation. So last night, and I wanted to start small, I wanted to get an intimate gathering of soul sisters who wanted to come along and to meet each other and to learn more about what it is that I do online with my meditation classes. So what we did was we did a little bit of movement to begin with, and then we did some mantra meditations. So we did some ums all together, which was difficult for most. I think afterwards some people said they did it and others said, I couldn't find my voice. I couldn't get my breathing right. How did you find the ums?
So what was coming up for me is like, God, I'm really shy. You know, that's kind of what I was thinking to myself. So I did feel self-conscious, but I think as the more we did it and the hearing you and the lady to my right really get into it, it kind of helped me let go a little bit. What I love about mantra is like the vibrations that I feel within my body. And I love that you had said, you know, when you're chanting, you're so concentrating on what you're saying that the other stuff doesn't get in as much. And I think the longer we did it, the more I was fully in it. Be here now, you know, right there.
I could feel that. I could feel the presence in the room. I could feel the kind of trepidation to begin with. But then as people, as we did each discipline and we dropped deeper and deeper into it, people really grasped it and relaxed.
Tell us a little bit about what you said about the base chakra, because I was really interested. And then Emer came in with, you know, speaking about blocked energy in the body and stuff like that. And it was all beautifully linked. But it's such a useful thing to know, I think, for people going forward.
Our chakras are our energy centers in the body. And if they are blocked, then you will start to experience pain. So the base chakra, the root chakra, is at the base of your spine, in your pelvic bowl. It's the seat of your safety in the world. It's how you see yourself in your family, in your community, in your job. It's your relationship to your environment, like your food, your shelter, your financial stability. If all of these things are stressors in your life, your root chakra will be blocked. And so how does that manifest in life? Well, things like chronic anxiety, fear of the unknown, feelings of isolation, and also a deep-seated mistrust or paranoia about the outside world. So people to you are not safe.
Mm.
You don't trust people, and therefore maybe you don't ask for help.
Yes.
How do you balance your root chakra? Well, there are many ways. I suppose mantra meditation, of course, is one of them. But your root chakra is red. It's a beautiful ruby red color. And if you imagine it's spinning in your pelvic bowl, if it's unblocked, it's just spinning, 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 spinning. If it's blocked, you can do some breathing exercises for the box breath, or you can do some alternate nostril breathing also. That's good. You can earth, so you can get out in the grass, get into the garden. First thing in the morning is great. Get your feet in the grass and earth yourself. You can wear red. So like the chakra is red, you can represent your base chakra by wearing red lips, red scarf, red shoes, red trousers. Or there's a couple of simple yoga poses actually that are great for balancing the base chakra. Mountain pose. Tadasana, so just standing firm with your arms down by your side, standing in your power. And the other one that's great is the child's pose.
Mm.
So I am going to work my way through the chakras. I'm going to do these gatherings, these meditation gatherings in Dublin every single month. So I'm looking at June 21st, which is the summer solstice, Sunday, June 21st, 7 till 9. That is the plan for the next one. And we will start to work our way up through the chakras. Most importantly and crucially for women, the sacral chakra.
And I love the chant for the base chakra. Give it to us. If anyone's listening, like, what can they chant? And basically, are you saying that as you chant that, it kind of opens everything up?
Yes. So if you're chanting Om Lam, Lam is the base, is the mantra for the base chakra. So what you do is, as you chant, you just turn your attention to the base of your spine, into your pelvic bowl, and send the vibration of the mantra down to your base. And also, as you're doing it, send love, send peace. So Om Lam, Om Lam, Om Lam, Om Lam. And you can actually, I can feel that mantra down at the base of my spine. Om Lam, Om Lam. So you can build it up. Set a little timer for a minute. Set a little timer for 5 minutes. And whenever you can take some time to yourself, try that to balance your base chakra. All right, Georgie, time to get to the shower. Now, girls, you know it's difficult in life to find some quiet time, but the best place to be is the bathroom. Stepping into a lovely hot shower after exercise or a busy day, you know you're looking after your skin. Why? Because you're using Sanex Skin Therapy, of course, preserving your skin's barrier, helping to support your skin's natural defense, and it's also delivering a 24-hour hydration feel. It's a moment of relief for you and your skin. You're getting 5-star treatment, and so is your skin. So you have time to relax and to contemplate life. Maybe an aha moment might pop in. Do you have one, Georgie?
Well, a little bit different this week. So I've been obviously thinking a lot about my skin over the last couple of months. I've shared, you know, going to Ivana, you know, really looking after my skin barrier, which has been really important. But I think the more we focus on our face, sometimes we can forget about the rest of our body. Now, I'm going to a fabulous wedding next week. So I've been really trying to work on looking hydrated and glowing and have healthy skin for this wedding. So you will see when you go into the supermarket, there's 3 different colors of the skin therapy. You've got the blue one, which is the one with niacinamide in it, which is a really powerful ingredient. Then the pink one, anti-dryness, has hyaluronic acid. And the purple one is the anti-itchiness and anti-irritation, which I had been using. But I swapped over to anti-dryness this week. And it was up on my bathroom shelf, but it was turned around. And I saw this little statistic on the back, which is really interesting. So 81% of users with very dry, itchy skin say, "My skin feels so moisturized that I don't feel the need for a body lotion after using this, the pink one." And I put it on and I had a gorgeous sponge, so it was going really foamy and it just felt like silk. And that, I thought to myself, must be the hyaluronic acid and the really quality ingredients in this. So I really enjoyed my moment of, maybe not an aha moment dropping in this week, but a moment of peace and reflection and reading the back of my Sanex anti-dryness shower gel. So there you have it.
I love that we're working with Sanex this season because I've always admired the brand. I always felt like it was a cut above the rest. And if I was buying a shower gel, I would always be drawn to Sanex because I just feel like I'm doing myself a favor. So thumbs up, Sanex.
Exactly. So a massive thanks to Sanex Skin Therapy Shower Gel for supporting Soul Sisters this season. It's been developed with dermatologists because what you put on your skin is important. So check it out. It's currently half price in Chemist Warehouse until the 31st of May. So I have a new hack for you, and you've probably, I don't know if you've seen any of this on like TikTok or Instagram, but the done theory. Have you heard of this?
No, I have not.
Okay, so basically all of the organizational cleaning experts are saying that we're only ever doing things to done. But if you get to the done point, it's going to help you live in a way more efficient way. So you know when you put on a wash and then you might, it's dry and then you just shove it on a chair or in a basket or in a corner. They're saying that's only done. If you go to the next step, which is actually put it away, then you're done. If you clean up after dinner and you're stacking dishes or you're not wiping down your counters or you're not clearing away the clutter on your countertops, you're not done. Mm. So I'm definitely going to try it this week. I also saw this new thing and it makes so much sense. So it's, you don't leave a room empty handed, and you can say this to your kids too. So in the morning, say you have a glass beside your bed that you, a glass of water that you brought to bed the previous night. As you're on your way to the kitchen in the morning, bring the glass with you. As you sit in the kitchen and have your breakfast, look around the room and think, what can I bring back to the bedroom on my way back. And so you're just helping the flow of your house. I've bumped into two soul sisters in the last week that have said the Feng Shui episode with Kimberly Gallagher on The Good Glow has, and I will literally use the words, changed their lives. And they have their husbands involved in Feng Shui-ing their entire house now. Isn't that incredible?
To get the boys on board is exquisite. Bravo. Is Jamie on board? Is he a Feng Shui-er?
Well, so myself and Jamie did a bonus episode so on the Feng Shui, and he's on board to a certain level. But then he turns into a blocker. And we recorded this bonus episode. I actually haven't promoted it much. I must stick it up again. But
yes,
I was like to him, do you want to listen to this before I publish it? Because we're not on the same page. I was like, does it sound like we're kind of bickering a little bit on this episode?
I love.
But we are.
I must say, I really enjoy a bicker. I love watching couples bicker or listening to them. So please, I'm going to get myself, I haven't listened to that episode yet, so I will listen.
Yeah, it's called Jamie Gets Feng Shui'd.
You know what I love, actually, speaking of bickering couples, and I would love to see you two do it. If you have done it, please point me in the direction of it. We listen and we don't judge. Have you seen that trend on Instagram?
Yeah, it's ringing a bell. What is it?
Yeah, so basically mostly couples will sit beside each other, front on, in the camera, and they tell each other stuff that they've done that they haven't told each other. So we listen and we don't judge. So you remember when you lost your car keys the other day and I was telling you it was all you? Well, I got down to the supermarket and they were in my bag. Mm. We listen and we don't judge. If you two could do a video like that, I would just eat it up. I just think it's such good value. And I must say about just to go back to the cleaning for a moment, I follow Mrs. Hinch. Do you? I mean, along with millions of people. But again, my algorithm, God damn it. Come on, phone, doesn't serve me her often enough.
Yeah.
And anyway, she was first up when I opened Instagram the other day. And boy, oh boy, did I go. Have you seen the millions of people that watch every single one of her videos? Like it's four,
wild,
five,
it?
Six. And she's just, you know, absolutely like super cleaning all at now her house. For me, the thing about these cleaning videos is they start perfect. Like they really do. Like there's a bit of dust, but they start at such a good level that sometimes it's not dirty enough for me. Like I kind of prefer like, let's clear out a hoarder's house. So I get a before and after. But yeah. I watched her the other day and she was just, you know, highlighting what she was using. She had this little scraper brush that she uses for her skirting boards and for the grout in her bathroom and stuff. Nothing to me is more satisfying than a deep clean.
Oh.
And I wouldn't mind, lads, but I live alone, obviously. It's just me and Vivian. And like you say, I live in the done. I don't live in the done. So
right.
Thank you for the inspiration.
Now, speaking of relationships, and like I know that we are so not on the cancel culture pylon train, and we never will be. But have you seen any of the stuff with Katie Price and her new husband, Lee Andrews?
Well, the mad thing is for me, that what's been so weird about this is we've been watching them, Katie and this fella she knew for a day and then married. But like when you see them, everything is filtered. So like for the first while, we weren't seeing the man's face. We were seeing an AI version of him. And I think because he's maybe potentially has a criminal record, couldn't come back into the UK.
Mm.
So had to stay in Dubai. So she had to go out and see him. It's just like, what did you make of it?
I think it's really sad now because he's gone missing. And I'm like, is he okay? Or is this like a stunt?
Yes. Now, I'm going to be slightly sleuthy here and suspect that it is a stunt because she was starting to badmouth him, right? She was starting to say, the things were chaos in the relationship and it wasn't working out. So if you are performative, as they are in their lives and living, you know, their lives for their audience as opposed to themselves, this would create a bit of drama around him and perhaps bring more sympathy to his camp, do you think?
Mm.
I'm a big fan of Peter Andre. And actually, I'm a big fan of the kids. Do you ever watch the kids' content?
They're so adorable.
Aren't they? Oh, Junior and Princess for the win. Like those kids, Peter must be so, and Katie must be so proud of them.
Yeah, so we'll keep our eye on it anyway and see what unfolds. But basically, the latest from Katie Price is this fella that she met, she married after 48 hours. There's rumours that he can't leave Dubai. She's now said that he video called her on Wednesday night and he had his hands tied and a hood on and said he was in the back of a van being taken and he hasn't been seen since.
Just looking here, yeah. Katie Price fears husband Lee Andrews has been kidnapped. I mean, first of all, why would he... Look, I suppose nobody knows.
Yeah, why would he be kidnapped?
Who would want to kidnap him? But, you know, it feels very stunty to me.
Do you believe in love at first sight?
No, I believe in lust at first sight. And I am a massive Love is Blind fan, so... But no, I don't. I mean, no. Do you?
Lust at first sight is probably more of a... accurate description of it. Okay, so into recommends, and I want to recommend a product from an Irish business that I have been loving. So obviously we're all into our double cleansing. So we take off our makeup and then we go in with our second cleanser. But I love a cleansing oil and I buy all different types of them. But I recently tried out the Sosu Cosmetics cleansing oil because I thought Suzanne's team did such an incredible job of all the marketing around it. And basically, this product was designed purely to take off your makeup before your second cleanse. I swear to God, I have like 5 or 6 cleansing oils on a shelf. And the Sosu Cosmetics one is the only one I am reaching for. It is brilliant for taking off your makeup. So if you're out in a pharmacy, in Dunn's, or pop on to Suzanne's website, I guarantee you will love this product and well done to her for creating something so brilliant.
I have some, also some recommendations of the beauty variety. I am a big fan of The Ordinary. And I have 3 products here with me that are my non-negotiables in the morning. Haha, you'll recognize these terms because we've been talking about them in terms of Sanex, these incredible ingredients, hyaluronic acid and niacinamide. So the 10% niacinamide and zinc 1% serum and the hyaluronic acid 2% plus B5. Both of these have transformed how my skin looks. And the final compliment to The Ordinary is my brows don't grow.
What?
And yeah, so weird. It's a thing that's been passed down through generations because I was looking at my mum and my aunt the other day and I was like, theirs don't grow either. So I need a little bit of help when it comes to my lashes and my brows. Now, my lashes actually are quite long, but my brows need some help. So this is the Multi-Peptide Lash and Brow Serum. Genuinely, I was tipped off to this by a friend of mine, Nikki, and I have been applying it on my brows for the last 4 to 6 weeks. There's hair growing on my brows for the first time in years.
Whoa.
So if you're looking for bushier brows, girls, recommend.
I was saying last night, you know, you'd said like meditation helps you, you know, become more regulated in your nervous system and, you know, less reactive and more at peace and stuff like that. And I was saying to Laura and Julie Ledwidge afterwards that I actually think that you are more beautiful since you started meditating.
Meditation makes you better looking.
And I know.
It's you're right. It's a thing. And here's, okay, that's, let me just explain that for 1 second. A, all the burden and stress has left my face. So my face looks fresher and younger. Like I feel younger looking than I did before I started. But the other thing about meditation is your mind changes. So when I used to look in the mirror, I'd be very critical of myself. My skin is very sensitive. I had acne for years in my early teens, my late teens, my 20s. It persisted and persisted for a long time. And I had blackheads and stuff, and I used to be like, my skin. And genuinely now, I look at myself in the mirror with a much less critical eye. And it's down to, you know, calming that busy, noisy, critical voice in my head.
Yeah. And you're obviously not as inflamed either. So you're not having like the flare ups, you know?
Exactly. So maybe in recommends, I could recommend coming along to do some meditation with me. I do Tuesday evenings, 8 to 9 p.m., or I do a Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. I would love you Soul Sisters to come along and sample one for free. It is open to you, whatever works for you. So just drop me a little DM and I'd be proud to host you one morning or one evening.
Lovely. So that's it, Soul Sisters. Also, last week, I put a little bit of music at the end because we were talking about signs and Jamie Gill. And I just thought it would be lovely to put some beautiful music at the end, just, you know, for a moment of reflection. And we got a lot of positive feedback on it. And Jamie made a great suggestion when I was telling him about the feedback. He said you should do that every week. So thanks, Jamie, for helping our boat go faster. And we will, from this week on, be playing a little bit of music just so you can take a minute to yourself at the end of each episode. So a massive thank you to Sanex. A massive thank you to you, Claire, for all that you've brought to my life this week, both in front and behind the microphone. And to the Soul Sisters, thank you so much for tuning in. And we hope, myself and Claire, that you enjoy this couple of minutes just for you.
I'm going to leave you with a beautiful poem from Donna Ashworth that I read to our Soul Sisters last night in our meditation circle. Joy chose you. Joy does not arrive with fanfare on a red carpet strewn with flowers of a perfect life. Joy sneaks in as you pour a cup of coffee, watching the sunlight hit your favorite tree just right. And you usher joy away because you're not ready for her. Your house is not as it should be for such a distinguished guest. But joy cares nothing for your messy home or your bank balance or your waistline. You see, joy is supposed to slither through the cracks of your imperfect life. That's how joy works. You cannot truly invite her. You can only be ready when she appears and hug her with meaning, because in this very moment, joy chose you.